Our reading today is 2 Thessalonians 2, 13-35, and it will be read by Linda Beagley. Over to you, Linda, for our reading.
Good morning, church family. Today's reading is from 2 Thessalonians, chapter 2, verse 13, to chapter 3, verse 5. Stand firm. But we ought always to thank God for you, brothers and sisters, loved by the Lord, because God chose you as first fruits to be saved through the sanctifying work of the Spirit and through belief in the truth. He called you to be this through our gospel, that you might share in the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. So then, brothers and sisters, stand firm and hold fast to the teachings we passed on to you, whether by word of mouth or by letter. May our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God our Father, who loved us and by his grace gave us eternal encouragement and gave good hope, encourage our hearts and strengthen you in every good deed and word. Request for prayer. As for other matters, brothers and sisters, pray for us that the message of the Lord may spread rapidly and be honoured, just as I was with you, and pray that we may be delivered from wicked and evil people, for not everyone has faith. But the Lord is faithful, and he will strengthen you and protect you from the evil one. We have confidence in the Lord that you are doing and will continue to do the things we command. May the Lord direct your hearts into God's love and Christ's perseverance. See, these are the words of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thank you, Linda, very much. Let's pray together. Father God, we come before you, thankful for all you want to teach us today. Help us to be encouraged and built up in our faith. In Jesus' name, amen. As we look at this passage of Thessalonians, we are reminded that Paul's relationship with the Thessalonian Christians was a very close one. He absolutely had so much time for them. We saw that in our blogs recently as we looked through 1 Thessalonians 5. And we have seen that the Thessalonians faced some struggles as well as all the joys. But as we come to this passage today, the first thing that he wants to encourage the Thessalonians to be thankful for the fact that they are loved by God. But we ought always to thank God for you, brothers and sisters, loved by the Lord, because God chose you as first fruits to be saved through the sanctifying work of the Spirit and through belief in the truth. He called you to this through our gospel, that you might share in the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Paul is thankful for the Thessalonians. Why? Because he knows that they are loved by the Lord. What an amazing privilege that is, to know that we're loved by the Lord, to know, and we'll see how we know that, to know that God, this great God we've talked about already as being our help and strength, our refuge, that God is the God who loves us and wants us to know that we are loved. And Paul is thankful for his fellow Christians because he knows that they are loved by God. That's the status of every Christian brother and sister. They are loved by God. But how do we know that we are loved by God? How is that seen? Well, it's seen first, says Paul, because God chose us to be saved through the sanctifying work of the Spirit and through belief in the truth. He describes the Thessalonians in this sense as first fruits. They were one of the churches that he first formed. They were the first fruit of his ministry. But actually, for all of us, the way we know we're loved by God is because of this, that God, by his Spirit, even before we came to know him, began his sanctifying work. The Spirit of God pointed us towards Jesus so that we could believe in the truth. Before we ever believed, the Spirit had begun his work in our hearts and our minds. Now, of course, that sanctifying work continues once we come to faith, as he helps us to be more like Jesus. But we mustn't forget that even before we became a Christian, God began this sanctifying work by his Spirit. And the result of that sanctifying work was that we believed in the truth. We are loved by God if we know that we believe the truth. And we know we believe the truth because of the Spirit's work in us. And the truth he then defines, he called you to this through our gospel. The truth is the gospel, the good news. You and I know we are loved by God when we trust and believe the good news that we find in the scriptures. Now, the amazing consequence of being loved by God is that we might share in the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. That will only fully be shown when either we die or Christ returns. But that's the point, that once we have the sanctifying work of the Spirit, once we have believed in the truth, we know that actually we begin even now to see the glory of Christ in us as we become more like him. But of course, that won't be seen perfectly until Christ returns or we go to heaven. Paul wants us to recognize this year the immense privilege of being loved by God. What a privilege it is to know that we are loved. It's one of the things that the world recognizes, even the secular world recognizes the importance of love to us. But we have a love that is perfect because we have a Father who is perfect, loving us. We can know we are loved perfectly, even if we don't love perfectly in return. This year, will you delight that you are loved by God? But if we are loved by the Lord, secondly, we have a responsibility to stand firm and hold fast to the teachings. Verse 15, so then, brothers and sisters, stand firm and hold fast to the teaching we passed on to you, whether by word of mouth or by letter. May our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God our Father, who loved us and by his grace gave us eternal encouragement and good hope, encourage your hearts and strengthen you in every good deed and word. What Paul goes on to say to his Christian brothers and sisters is that they need to stand firm and hold fast to the teachings. Now, the reason they have to do that is because the teachings, the gospel, has from a very early time been under threat by those who would like to undermine it. Those who would like to say, let's change it, let's soften it, let's make it easier. So Paul encourages us to stand firm and hold fast. He's reminded us that as God spoke, we listen. So the Thessalonians had done that. They had listened. And so as they listened and heard and responded, so now they are encouraged to stand firm and hold fast. Now that's vitally important. His point, Paul's point is clear, that you and I will face threats, both from inside and outside the church. Threats that want us to drift away from the gospel, from the clear teaching of the scriptures. And I think this year, as every year, we will need to stand firm and hold fast to the teachings of the scriptures. There will be clarion calls for us to downplay it, to change it, to make it more politically acceptable, culturally relevant perhaps. But Paul says, no, Once you know that you're loved by God and you know you're loved by God because you believe the truth of the gospel, why would you ever drift away from it? Stand firm, hold fast. And we need to do that this year. We need to be, as individuals in a church family, a church that stands firm and holds fast. And that is not always easy, because people don't always like us to do that. But notice what he says, that we don't do this on our own. As we stand firm and hold fast, Paul prays that the Lord Jesus Christ and God our Father will give us eternal encouragement and good hope, encourage our hearts and strengthen us in every good deed and word. As we seek to stand firm and hold fast to the teaching, and we know that as we do that, it will mean us living in particular ways and speaking the truth in particular ways and being honourable in the way we speak, controlling our tongue, etc. As we do that, Paul says, don't think you're alone. God will give us encouragement, hope. God will strengthen us. The promise of Psalm 46 is repeated, that God is our strength. So here we are. We are to remember this year that we are loved by God. We are to stand firm and hold fast to the gospel, living it out in our day-to-day lives as individuals and as a community. But thirdly and lastly, we are this year to spread God's word. Verse 1. As for other matters, brothers and sisters, pray for us that the message of the Lord may spread rapidly and be honoured, just as it was with you. And pray that we may be delivered from wicked and evil people, for not everyone has faith. But the Lord is faithful, and he will strengthen you and protect you from the evil one. We have confidence in the Lord that you are doing and will continue to do the things we command. Paul is actually beginning to get to the end of his letter, but before he does that, he issues a plea that they would pray for him. Pray that the message of the Lord may spread rapidly and be honoured, just as it was with you. Pray that we may be delivered from wicked and evil people, for not everyone has faith. So first of all, Paul prays that the message will spread and be honoured. And the word has that concept of being accepted. He knows that it's no good for the word to spread and then everybody to reject it. It has to be accepted for it to have the effect that God wants it to have. And he'd seen that happen in Thessalonica, just as it did was with you. When he preached the gospel there, it had a transforming effect, because it was accepted. Paul wants, and we want, don't we, to see the gospel, the good news, the message of the Lord spread rapidly and be honoured. And we want that for 2021, don't we? We want that not just in Herne Bay, but in our country and in our world. And so we too can pray for this, but also as a community and as individuals play our part, so that when we have opportunities, we take them to speak of the Lord. But we have to recognise with Paul that that isn't always easy, and it does sometimes bring opposition, verse 2. Paul's passion to hear the good for people to hear the good news, because he knows it's that, he knows it's good news. He knows it speaks of life eternal, life enriched, life transformed. But he knows too that people object to that message as well. And so he says that he, and therefore we, will need help, the Lord's help. Pray that we may be delivered from wicked and evil people, for not everyone has faith, but the Lord is faithful, and he will strengthen you and protect you from the evil one. Paul knows from his own personal experience that there are wicked and evil people who are opposed to the spreading of the word, to what he is doing. And so he pleads that they would pray for him. But then notice he says, but the Lord is faithful and he will strengthen you and protect you from the evil one. Now he's talking to the Thessalonians, says, look, as you spread the word, I don't want you to think that you should give up because it's difficult. I want you to know that when you do it, God is faithful. He will strengthen you and protect you from the evil one. Now, that strengthening and protecting means that we can continue to seek to spread the word. It doesn't mean that protection that people sometimes don't face the ultimate sacrifice of dying for their faith. But even in that, they're protected. Their eternal salvation is secure. Paul wants us, you see, to have a passion for the good news that God loves. And all we have to do is believe in him to spread and spread like wildfire. I don't know if you saw the pictures of the wildfires in Sydney last year, I think it was, but how they showed some videos of how quickly they spread. Wouldn't it be amazing if the word of God, the message of the Lord, spread like that this year? Now, we have seen incidents where that has happened. I don't know if you remember the story of the Chilean miners who were caught down a mine shaft. And there was among the miners someone who was also a pastor of a church. And he spoke to them and a number were converted. And as they came, were amazingly rescued, they came and toured the world. And in those tours, they spoke of how this pastor had spoken to them and spoken to them of how God was with them and strengthening them, and they had heard that message and they had believed it, and that it had given them hope. And many had, as they toured the world, were saying, although that experience was terrible, we thank God that now we know that we are loved. But there were some down there who objected to what he was doing as well. It wasn't all plain sailing. But the Lord is faithful, and he will strengthen you and protect you from the evil one. We have confidence in the Lord that you are doing and will continue to do the things we command. You see, Paul understands that their confidence isn't in them necessarily, but in the Lord. That with the Lord at work in their lives, and in our lives, they and we will continue to do what God wants us to do. The more we know of God's love, the more we want to share that love. The more we know of God's love, the more we want people to grasp it for themselves. The more we want to share God's love, the more opposition we often face. But look at the final prayer that Paul prays, that is our memory verse for the year. May the Lord direct your hearts into God's love and Christ's perseverance. We need both these things, you see. We need our hearts directed into God's love so that we will feel his love for the lost, so that we will see his passion, that we who have experienced the love of God will share that love with others. We need to be directed into God's love so that we this year will live each day knowing we're a loved child of God, accepted. Isn't that an amazing truth? Won't 2021 be an amazing year if each day our heart is directed into God's love? His love for us as his children, but also his love for those who don't yet know him. But notice, it's not just God's love, but Christ's perseverance. We need both if we're going to continue to stand firm and hold fast to the teaching, continue to seek to see the word spread, the message of the Lord spread rapidly. And of course, Christ's perseverance took him all the way to the cross, doing what his Father wanted him to do so that we could be rescued. It is Christ's perseverance. That means we continue in the face of opposition to seek as individuals in a church family to see the good news spread, to stand firm and hold fast to the teachings. I hope as individuals in a church family that this verse will mean so much to us this year. It will mean that in 2021, we will each day remember that we are loved by God, His child. That we will remember and seek to stand firm and hold fast to the gospel, to the teaching of the Bible. That we'll persevere in that. And that we'll play our part in praying and seeing and doing what God wants, so the message of the Lord spreads rapidly and is accepted. That will do if we allow God to direct our hearts into His love and Christ's perseverance. Let's pray together. May the Lord direct our hearts into God's love and Christ's perseverance, that we would know this year that we are a loved child of God. We would know this year how to stand firm and hold fast to the gospel. That we would play our part, praying and seeing the message of the Lord spread rapidly and being accepted. In Jesus' name, amen.